Hey, what's up? This is your girl Nala right here in the den on Power 904. Listen, some people know me as a host, a publicist, a promoter, or even the girl who pops up as a friend on your social media timeline. But at the end of the day, I am really a girl on a mission to help you grow and expand your brand just as I did mine. I never said I had all the answers, but I will go out of my way to help make your brand be exposed as big as mine. My goal isn't to be famous. My goal is to reach, build, and expand with you. Don't play with me.
Power 904 at the party station. Power 904, Power 904, Power 904, Power 904. Turn it up, low. He knows River. My station. Mixing is a 10. You a fool, 904 are the best. I who that? 904 again. Out with the convoy, a black range. We pull up, girl a act strange. Step with the force, you see the front page. Machiavelli style, girl a move them waist. All them fi catch up, I will never left space. 904 have money till them can't erase. Man a BBL, mama shake what you have. Go-go time, baby, work for the bag. Oh, I'm my station. Mixing, is a 10. You a fool, 904 are the best. I who that? 904 again. Sharp like razor, gang, they pump point. Them boy, yeah, I move undercover, oink, oink. No splash with me, decorate and paint. Tool in a box, nuff hammer and nail. Rub the Sylvester, rap face turn pale. Soon as them see the kid, them start act stammer. Them say, me a done but a bit crazy. Warning, pull up with the black army. Oh, I'm my station. Mixing, is a 10. You a fool, 904 are the best. I who that? 904 again. Me a bad influence. Bad influence. Me a bad influence. Bad influence. Me a bad influence.
What's up, you guys? This your girl Nala right here in Jacksonville, Florida on Power 904. Y'all know we in the DM with it as always, okay? But today I'm sitting here with some good, good people. They got some good, good people on the team. And I'm going to let them introduce themselves.
What's going on, world? It's your boy, Carolina Ace, one half of Stella Entertainment. And you talking to one of the people's champ. Right here from live from South Carolina all the way out to New York City and California. We here to rock and roll with you. And I got my partner here as well.
It's your boy, Neil Saboy, other half of, Staley Entertainment. Just bringing it live to you guys. Wanted to bring and spread the news in the world. Staley Entertainment, we're here to stay, baby. So I'll be doing it. Carolinas and all over the world.
Yes. Okay, so I'm interested to know what's Staley Entertainment. Like, what is it about? What you guys do?
Okay, yeah, it's not a problem at all. So we just went over from a name change from Fortune 100 Entertainment. We were doing that probably starting of like COVID range or whatnot. One of the things we wanted to do is like to bring music together and really to do something bringing our wisdom together. So we created Fortune 100 Entertainment. And from there, it was back in, 2021, Ace? Running ranges or whatnot. And and we just recently went through a name change, changing it to Staley Entertainment for a more powerful, dynamic meaning that comes with it. And we'll later give more information with that, of course, to Ace.
You know, we specialize in a lot from artist development, artist marketing, branding, promotion, to event management. That's one of our specialties. We do event management, you know. And that ranges from anything, from somebody else having an event and they need us to run it and manage it and put everything together, to us having to host our own events. We do artist management as well. We have some of the biggest artists in the game, like Trey Staley, Mr. KG, Kenny Garvin, the platinum selling music group, Southern Players, Lord AC Flame. And we also work with Lola Love and other artists, you know, that we have under our umbrella. And like my brother said, our mission is to not only expose new talent and previous talent to the world, but also change the music industry while we do it. You know, we try to go from the traditional route and bring that new flavor, that new school, you know, that new school market and that new school sound to all of our listeners and core fan base. And we appreciate y'all.
Okay. So y'all got me motivated. So that's going to be my next question for you guys. So what motivates you guys to keep pushing for it in your career?
It comes a lot. Me speaking personally, I would say the people. You know, we do it with a meaning, just like how, you know, we did situation with the chilling strike coming up or even any of our events. We do it for the people. We do it for the love. We do it for a new growth. Something coming from the South, you know, we never had much. And, you know, our culture was pretty much pushed off of every other states and so forth. And, you know, just wanted to create something new for the Carolinas and really bring a different narrative to it, especially how we're pushing it and what we're doing. So I would definitely. That would take a lot of new growth with it. And we appreciate everybody for the support and help with it too, also.
Okay. All right. So can you share like any mentors or role models who've influenced you to be where you're at right now?
Oof. Oh man. You know, I've been doing it since I was 13. My brother recently in the last couple of years, you know, sat down with me and seen my vision and said, hey, let's go all full speed ahead, no breaks. You know, I got family who's been in the music industry all their life, you know, and they've always been doing next level things. So I was always motivated watching my big cousins and things of that nature, you know, kill it in this music industry. I even got a cousin who's a New York Times bestselling author. So a lot of our family already is in the music industry, or at least the industry itself. You know, having to look back at that legacy and want to be able to keep it going forward, kind of put our stamp on it.
Okay. I like. Okay, so we know that you guys are really busy and doing what you're doing. You handle a lot, you know, on the scene, behind the scenes, and personally. How do you approach the time management and prioritize your tasks?
That comes with a lot of discipline. Me personally, I wake up daily. I wake up with Staley Entertainment on my mind. Wake up, go to sleep with it. So, you know, of course, you know, like everybody else, we do have daily lives. You know, I got a sense of family and so forth. So, it's all about that discipline. Waking up real early to get things knocked out, whether it's from marketing strategies to, you know, promoting, creating reels and so forth. You know, this stuff stays in my mind constantly. So we wake up with it. We go to bed with it. So I wake up with, you know, 2 to 3 hours early just to get some, State Entertainment business. Still trying to switch over from the name change. I wake up with it and I wake up real early, go to work. And when I get off work, you know, I'm going home, I do a workout. And then I'm disciplined enough to say, hey, here's what I focus. Here's the focus. I know I need to do X, Y, and Z. I execute that. And then I make time for a family. And then I go from there. And of course, Ace plans are a little bit more different from mine, and you know, Ace, you can jump and chime in.
It's basically like you said. You know, you have to prioritize. One thing about me and my brother that a lot of people don't know is that we're very business oriented. You know, even when we're not doing music, you know, before we were still in business, finance, management. We've been in management for the last 10 years of our professional careers, so we bring a lot of our attributes from our, you know, daily persona to the music industry, and we actually run it like a corporation. We have a very business mindset. So, you know, you got a lot of industry guys, they're very, you know, street minded, and it's not wrong with that because they hustle their way around the industry. With us, we do things that's more structured, you know. We try to have a more organized approach to executing each and every plan that we have, an obstacle that comes against us, you know. So that's more so how we do things. We try to keep things neat. We try to keep things timely, sharp, and as professional as possible. We are really big on professionalism.
I love that. I'm glad that you said that, because that's big. And when I started out hosting, I started out on the street side. So I started out in the strip clubs. I started out, you know, behind the scenes and actually on the street team. So it was just more to it. I'm like, it got to be more to this than, you know, come to the club just yelling on the mic. It got to be a whole lot more that I could be doing. I went to school for business and learned a whole lot more and learned how to put my own stuff in order. That's what got me wanting to be doing more in radio podcasting versus being in the actual club. I'm like, no, I want to be businessy.
Love it. There's some inspiration into it. I love it.
So what are some of the strategies you guys use to handle the stress or the pressure? Because I know that it's not all easy going.
Nah. Ooh, no, that's a tough one to answer, at least for myself. I mean, we took L's. We understand how that works. I mean, you can't do business without taking a few L's. That's just how it goes. I would say a lot of stuff is when it comes down to the stress of that, is just understanding it always gets better. The big man wouldn't allow us to put this weight on our shoulders if there wasn't some type of way we can overcome it. You know, you gotta be able to handle the stress and the hard journeys of life in order to rise above them and surpass them. You know, but that's just how it goes. That's just life. You know, you trickle down a hill, you know, you got to come up it. That's just, you know, we understand that logic, and, you know, we just figure out a way to deal with the stress and managing the sense of, hey, there is better times. There is a way to stay positive. You know, we in this together, we can be strong together. And so that's just, you know, how we build our motto.
Right. Like my brother said, you know, that's actually one thumb of rule to business. You know, business is always going to be about risk. It's risk management. And if you're scared to take a risk in business, then you're not going to ever succeed, or you're not going to ever grow. You know, you don't grow without taking risks. So, you know, when you take risks, you have to understand both sides of it. It's going to be an upside if you go all in and you win, and it's going to be a downside if you lose. But like my brother said, if you're not prepared to take the pressure of losing, then you're already in the wrong industry. You have to go in with the mindset, this is plan A, this is plan B, this is plan C. Right. If A fail and we jump to C, this is how we're going to overcome it. This is how we're going to bounce back from it. And one thing about me and my brother, when we take losses, we turn them into lessons real quick. We sit down and say, hey, this is what happened. Let's find the light in the darkness. Because even when it's dark, the moon still shines. You know, so.
Right. And I'm big on the word failure. Like, a lot of people use the word failure. Like, did you really fail? You only fail if you don't get up. Like, I refuse. Like, we didn't fall. We got up.
You don't fail, you learn. You know, you don't fail, you learn. It's all a learning process. You know, nobody gets it right on the first time. And if you do get it right on the first time, trust, believe me, you didn't learn anything in the process.
Right. You will have to go back and refit some things.
Exactly.
So with that being said, right here in Power 904, we support mental health. And a lot of people just support it once a month. We try to keep it going throughout the year because we in the industry, and we've seen it, you know, people losing their lives or get so caught up in that world that they begin to, you know, lose themselves. How do you guys deal with your mental health in this industry?
Me personally, I'm a praying man. I pray a lot, you know. I talk to God. You got to have some type of relationship with God, you know. And if we go on a philosophy, you know, standpoint, you will know that music is very biblical. You know, it's a lot of music in the Bible, you know, and to understand this industry, you have to have some type of connection spiritually. If not, you will get lost. You know, you always hear people about things about people selling their souls and things of that nature for, you know, material aspects. It can easily happen, especially when somebody that's in a downward spiral and they're looking for a way out, and somebody just come and give it to them, you know, with all expectation, you have to have some type of ground and you have to have some type of moral conduct. You know, my brother, he lifts weights a lot. Lifting weights and being healthy is a great way to relieve stress and clear your mental aspect. He even had me started lifting weights. I know I look small now, I got to get back into it, but, you know, when I do hit back the gym again, trust, believe, it does a lot for your mental. And it's like he said before, prioritize. You know, sometimes we have so much going on within our life that we try to cram and jam things to make it fit. but you can't, you know? Like my brother has a perfect saying, you can't eat an elephant one bite. You have to do it one piece at a time. Set yourself aside some time, you know? Everybody with that. Everybody with that quick reaction. Right. You know, it's not going to take, you know, Rome wasn't built in one day. It may take you 3 months, but prioritize so that way in that 3 months span time, you can see yourself rising and you're not putting too much on yourself, you know? Right. Take things slowly. People could tell you, Stella Entertainment, we're not rushing to do shows. We're not rushing to get artists here and there. We are very strategic and we do big steps. Big steps. Versus taking 1,000 little steps and you're tired, you know? You have to make your moves worth it. Everything has to have a meaning. It has to be worth it. It has to mean something.
Okay. Okay, so can you share any upcoming events or anything big that you guys have coming up in the near future?
Yeah. Right now, in this very moment, we are working on Southern Players' birthday party. Yes, they're having a birthday party in January. We will be publishing the flyer and the event date sometime this week. So, world, if you're out there, if you're in the Columbia, South Carolina area, if you're in Augusta, Aiken area, Graniteville, yes, there will be a birthday party for Southern Players, and we're looking to have a blast. It will be a Southern Soul based party. So, artists tap in. Fans tap in, man, we're going to party, you know? And we,
yeah, y'all push that on this way, so don't worry. Okay, so I have a wild card moment right here in the den. We be so professional all the time. We always got, you know, so I be wanting to have a chill moment for a second. So the wild card is, you know, for you guys today would be Daily Entertainment. So I know you guys say that you are all in about putting things together and throwing your own shows. That's one of the main things you guys keep saying. So the question is this: if you could build your own show right now, who would it be? What would the name of it be? And who, like, who would you have involved?
Ooh, that's a good one. I already know the answer for me. Neil, I'm gonna let you take it. If you can front lead your own show, who would you have on it?
And what's the title?
Me personally, my music is a little bit different. You know, I grew up on Southern Soul, of course, and you know, Southern Soul is a little different from then and now, and it comes with its own taste of flavor. I would say, I'll do Southern Soul with a little bit of Neo Soul, because it's just, it all blends together in a sense. So I would guess I would try to add, like, you know, King George Tucker, the oldest, a couple of the old school cats, along with the, you know, some abs. So I've been loving A.G. Thomas. I've been loving what he's been doing. His music is a little different, even how he blends some of his music. To India Irie, to all that, just a good up feeling type of concert. I guess I would call it soul music, I guess, or feel good music, or just that soul rhythm, something to just get people moving, just to keep people live, because I like to.
Yeah.
So, I would put something together in that range, summertime time range.
Okay.
And for me, I would do a Freaknik type concert. As of right now, I would try to bring out, you know, Southern Players, 69 Boys, Uncle Luke, Uncle Head, 12 Gauge, you know, Lord Casey Flame, and have a big tight. Right. Take it, you know. I got a project I'm gonna do in 2024. I'm trying to bring the 90s back, you know. Yeah. When I say bring the 90s back, I don't mean by going back into time. I mean like just bringing that whole atmosphere, that party vibe back into the, you know, the millennium, you know. We kind of got away from that with the trap music and the drill music and, you know, kill 'em. And that's kind of depressing. That negative vibe on your, you know, that's just beating your conscience. You know, we want to party again. We coming out of COVID. People want to smile. They want to dance. We want to turn up. So that's one of my projects that we're gonna try to bring Freaknik back in a major way. You know, and Southern Players, they up for the challenge. So you guys want to hear that. Listen, world, if that's what y'all want, we're going to feed it to y'all. So y'all let us know. We're gonna put it together.
It's crazy you say that, because I feel like music is therapy, and whatever we feed into our bodies, that's what's happening in our world today. We hear so much trap music, and I ain't even gonna lie, when I hear trap music and I be riding in the car, I really be thinking I'm in the streets, you know. But then I turn it off and I'll put on some Donnell Jones or something, now I'm in love. Like, okay,
right.
So yeah, it's what we're putting into our system. So okay, I like both of them. I'll go to both of them. Okay, so how do you guys define innovation? Like, how does it play a role in your job?
Innovation. Go ahead.
Well, I would say a lot, because you know, and I tell the executives all the time, executives and managers. Me and my brothers, you know, we have a lot of talk with a lot of management teams. And a lot of record execs, and you know, they ask us that same question all the time. You know, how do you plan on, you know, leading the new sound? What are you planning on doing that's going to be different? You know, and we understand the industry. You know, I have a music industry degree under the leadership of Greg McPherson. It's all about seeing the curve. It's kind of like doing investments. You know, if you're good at investing, then you know how to read the curve and the line. You have to see the future. You have to see what's coming before it actually gets there. And so we're actually great at that. We can see a trend happening before it happens. We'll call it out 3 months ahead of time. Yo, T, this is about to happen. In the next 3 months, this type of sound is going to be popping, or this trend is going to be popping.
I thought y'all made the Simpsons.
Right. So you know,
I would say I would take it to that full extent, because I'm more, we close, but God dang,
we like doing new school stuff. You know, like I said, we kind of go against the grain. You know, like even with our promotion, you know, I had somebody ask me, man, why y'all drop 12 flyers? You know, y'all got 12 different flyers from one event. You know, y'all think that's going to work? And then boom, next thing you know, we got 30,000 views on that, on one flyer in 1 week. Packed out event, you know. So again, it's not about who do it the best. It's all about who do it first, you know, who right. has the first new, who has the first new sound, the first new image. Because after that first new one dropped, then everybody else is just replicating. And that's one of our things. We always trying to, you know, put that new in your face.
A big question of you, I like that you said that people replicate. So being that you did it first and people are replicating you, do you ever feel the need to get defensive when people start to follow your trend?
Nah, because that's the role of being a trendsetter. You know, if you're going to trendset, you have to lead. You have to be a leader. It's all about leadership. You know, if you don't want people following you, then don't do it from the start.
Don't
you know,
do it.
You can't say, oh man, you stole my style. And trust, believe me, sometimes you may start something and somebody may pick it up and do it better. You know, somebody may take what you've done and make it 10 times bigger. And now you in the shadow. But guess what? You created that. And the people that followed you from the start will understand that. So, you know, it's just a part about being an
innovator. You will always be in the history of that, because people got to still go back and be like, such started that, you know.
Right. You know, history repeats itself, you know.
Yes.
Even some stuff that we're doing, it's not that it's new, it's just that we're just revamping it, you know. We take a lot of lessons from the past and we try to go in and refresh it and retweak it and put it back out there for the world to see, because the new generations don't know about the 80s. They don't know about the 90s. They don't know about the 70s, you know. You got kids that's 10. My son is 6 years old and he listens to Southern Soul and soul music like he just heard it. Like, you know, like he's 35, 39 years old, you know,
mm-hmm.
But that's because things just repeat themselves, you know.
Right.
So sometimes you just got to revamp it and put it back out to say, hey, listen, young buck, this is what we listened to when I was growing up. You're going to love it.
Okay. Yep. Okay. So I'm going to pull another wild card on you guys. I know that you guys work as a team, but the question is, I know you guys don't always have the same, you know, feedback or the same, you know, the same things when you're trying to work on it. What has been the most challenging project from each one of you guys that you feel that you worked on?
Challenging process.
Honestly,
I don't know, because yeah, we've knocked out like 2 to 3 projects at the same time while one person was down. You know, we know how, when, who, and where to pick up the pieces. like my brother was saying, we do a lot of stuff to strategically to make it work out. What one person can't do, we pick up the pieces elsewhere. It's like there's nothing short of the teamwork, as we said before. Like that teamwork is phenomenal. I can't think of nothing that was like extremely too challenging where we would just.
I kind of got what she's asking. So I'm giving you an example, in a better note, notion. So one thing about me and my brother, right? I'm in Columbia, South Carolina. He's in Charlotte, North Carolina. So we actually run two divisions, right? And we have so many projects that we worked on that's multifaceted that sometimes our agenda may not align, you know? So what we do is that we'll say, hey, well, bro, if this is how you want to do it, then this is your project. You know, again, we run it like it's a corporation. So, you know, we'll do project management. This event is your project. However you want to run this event, we're going to run this event, you know. But next event, you know, it may be something that he be like, I don't know, Ace. This is your project. This is your event. So I'm going to take the back seat. You got my full support, but I'm going to let you know, forerun it. And that's just how we do it, you know. Again, we understand losses. So if it works out, great. If it doesn't, we just learn from it. We don't fault each other. We don't argue. Man, listen, I got my brother back. I always have my brother back. Both my brothers. I have a baby brother as well. His name is Aaron. And a lot of times you'll see us, you know, him with us as well. So that's more so to think about it, you know. It's like we don't take nothing personal, you know. It's business. We understand to separate business from family, from relationship. So when business hits and business coincides, then it's just like, all right, that was that, you know. You
It's
know,
like a
that's where
deep,
we're going from.
it's like playing seesaw.
That's
Right.
it.
Because you know, like you said, you're gonna take losses now. You're gonna be in some positions. You like, man, jeez, look, Lord have mercy. But you
Right.
know, as an adult, and this is for the world, I want y'all to listen to this, okay? As an adult, you don't play the point game. You don't say, I told you so. I told you we shouldn't. No, that's adolescent behavior. You know, be an adult. You know, you made a decision. Once you support that decision, stick with it. Period. There's no in between. If something that you don't agree with, if you decide to stick with it, stick with it. There's no point in game. Because once you start blaming somebody else's mistakes as their own, you're already tarnishing the relationship.
How do y'all
You
get there? Stand on business. Stand on
know?
business.
And stand on business.
I
Stand
get
on
exactly
business.
what you're saying. My best friend is my business partner, so we get that a lot when we're out. You know, people see us. People are like, "Well, how do y'all keep your this without, you know, interfering with your business? Like, business is business at the end of the day. Like, we know how to separate it, but at the also at the end of the day, she's still my best friend. So that's somebody I'm gonna go to and still talk about what we got going on. You know, and not pointing the finger. We always say, you know, dang, we could have did better, or what could we have done to, you know, there is no, you know, pointing the finger on who's down more. It's like, you know, we both made the decisions, even though if I supported you and, you know, I felt like it wasn't right, I still
Right.
supported you. I feel like we still took this loss together. You know what I'm saying? Because I supported
Right.
it.
That part. And see, and it's crazy because just a lot of people don't understand that philosophy by themselves, you know. They get personal. They, oh, I told you not to do XYZ because you did XYZ. This is what happened. You know, we never should have did this from the start. Then why was you involved in it if you felt that way? You know, don't be so vocal now that everything went south, but before you was 50-50. No, like my brother say, stand on business. If you support the action, then support the action. If you don't, then you
Right.
won't. There's no in between.
Okay. So on that note, we're gonna leave it, you know, to the people. We might have a part two with you guys. I love it. See what's going on because y'all got a lot going on with 2024. So y'all names
Definitely.
are in the highlights and you are on our radar now with Power 904. So I'm glad to have been a part of that and to bring in the new year with everything that's going on with you guys. So it's There's not anything you want to say to the people before you leave?
Yes. Oh,
But
I'll let you go, Neil. You go first.
I would say just look out for the new events that we got coming on. We're always doing a lot more. We're always looking to improve. We're always looking to to build, to innovate. And there's always room for more. We're always looking to grow. And one of the things I always preach, I always like to say is, we're two brothers from the South, just with a mind and a dream and collaboration. And if we can do it, anybody can do it. So you stick together to stay strong, use that same mind as a unity. Anything can be done, anything. And we look forward to pushing way further than what we're doing now. So just thank everybody for supporting the visions and allowing us to actually be great into what we're doing and sticking with us too. So thank everybody for that.
And I just want to say, world, again, Staley Entertainment, follow us on Facebook. That's spelled Staley Entertainment, okay? We have artists like Mr. KG. He got the song called Juke Joint. He got the song called Mr. Tallywhacker Man. Mr. Tallywhacker Man will be 2024's hit, I'm telling you. Mr. Tallywhacker Man, look out for it. Trey Staley Stepper, Thick Big Juicy Woman, Soul Snatcher, look out for it. Southern Players, they just dropped the Dickie Ride remake, as well as their new Sean Boots shorts. So check them out. Got Lord Casey Flame, Hard to Love is on the way. And when I say that's a song, Hard to Love is so far ahead of itself, we haven't released it yet. It's been recorded since last year. Okay. Wow. We're just patiently waiting to drop it on the world, because once this drop, it's going to change the sound of how hip hop is actually moving. And just tune in. Because like my brother said, you don't know what artists we may be promoting or we may be exposing to the world. Shouts out to AG Thomas. Shouts out to B. Myers, who just got signed to Quality Entertainment with the Baby Management.
3 days after that event, too.
Good stuff. 3 days after our Chitlin Street event, he got signed, with Quality Entertainment. And he's killing it. So, just stay tuned to Staley Entertainment. We're going to try our best to put that new sound in your ear.
All right, you guys, you heard it here first, right here in the Den on Power 904 with your girl, Nala.
Appreciate you.
Appreciate you guys. Thank you.
No problem. All
right. Have a good day.
Yes, ma'am.
Hey everybody, it's your girl Nala right here from Nala's Den, and you're riding out to the 10-Minute Indie Spotlight Show right here on Power 904. Don't play with me.
Teezy on the track, boy. Teezy on the track.
I live a different life. I get a different price. I make a different check. I spend it twice as nice. Yeah, ho. We not the same. Yeah, ho. We not the same. Yeah, I live a different life. I get a different price. Benzel, we got the drip. Look like it's dipped in ice. I be the different type. That mean we not the same. No. I like to feed my dogs. You like to let them hang. We had a different clean. Mine had the rocks in it. Yours like baking soda. Junkies mad when they shop with you. Double off a quarter, fulfilling order. Mess up your sack for your real. Post some pictures of pistols on Instagram. So tell me how you still got beat up. Sipping margaritas on the beach with creatures. And it got me touching their features. Making a movie, your girl's the feature. I be the student and she was the teacher. I got a gagging on these nuts. When I hit from the back, she like, ease up. The way that I touch her, you think I'm a pastor. The way that she screaming out, Jesus. I live a different life. I get a different price. I make a different check. I spend it twice as nice. We not the same. We like to put in work. You like to stand around. You sold a couple grams. We sold a lot of pounds. Started with depression, made you have to catch up. What I'm spitting here is a must turn. While I'm moving all this custard, getting money, fuck a buster. Ooh, I'm with your lane, ain't chilling. Poolside Vegas, my chain ain't chilling. Homegirl a rat, no, she can't hang with me. She ran through the crew, brought the gang with me. No, you did not come up from poverty. You really grew up in a nice house. You made a whole lot of bad decisions trying to figure what the fuck this life about. Now you a goddamn rapper, ain't make a play with a goddamn trapper. Say you gon' ride till the wheels fall off. Here a couple bang bangs, now T start
cheddar. We cut from a different cloth.
Yeah.
Your stitching is bitch made.
Bitch
your
made.
Focus is getting pussy. Yeah. My focus is getting paid.
Yeah,
I live a different life.
I
get a different price.
I
make a different check. I spend it twice as nice.
Yeah, ho.
We not the same. We not the same. We not the same.
Yeah, ho.
We not the same. We not the same. We not the same.
Yeah.
I get a different price.
I make
a different check. I spend it twice as nice.
Yeah, ho.
We not the same. We not the same. We not the same.
Yeah, ho.
We not the same. We not the same. We not the same.
Yeah, ho.
You are currently in the den.
Wonder when I see you again. Ay, funny how quickly things can change. We gotta lock away, we gotta stay away. Now I'm here messed up like I'm here to save the day. I know you heard the word, they trying to flatten curves while I'm just trying to come over and relax in yours. Ay. But now I know that's not cool. Right now we only see each other virtual, no school. But now I'm trying to learn you, if that's okay, if that's right. And if I see you one day, that'll be the night of my life. We take flights, or maybe we can go somewhere outside. I do not care, as long as you're right here by my side. But wait, ay, but wait, ay, but wait, ay, but wait until I get to see you. But wait, ay, but wait, ay, but wait, ay. This thing can't keep us apart forever, no. This thing can't keep us apart forever, This thing can't keep us apart forever, no. This thing can't keep us apart, ay, ay. Thinking about you like a kid on Christmas Day, my present and future. We laying back watching movies like, ay, 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 what you doing that Friday? When this is all over with you on my shoulder, like, please, please tell me where are we going? All that I know is I can't get you off my mind. You are all that I need today. But now we cannot be together. For you I travel through the worst weather. I don't know what to say about it. But baby, hold up, I don't know, maybe it get too crowded. With all these emotions floating around the air. But then I go look around and I don't care. So I put this mask off, hug and kiss you. Cause you know, baby girl, I do miss you. Wait, ay, but wait, ay, but wait, ay, but wait until I get to kiss you. But wait, ay, but wait, ay, but wait, ay, I just can't wait to hug you. But wait, ay, but wait, ay, but wait, ay, until I get to love you. But wait, ay, but wait, ay, but wait, ay, until I get to see you. But wait, ay, but wait, ay, but wait, ay, until I get to see you. But wait, ay, but wait, ay, but wait, ay, but wait, ay, this thing can't keep us apart forever, no. This thing can't keep us apart forever, This thing can't keep us apart forever, no. This thing can't keep us apart, ay, ay. This thing can't keep us apart forever, no. This thing can't keep us apart forever, This thing can't keep us apart forever, no. This thing can't keep us apart, no, no. All that I know is I can't get you off my mind. You are all that I need today.
Now that's dope.
Wavy 808, you crazy.
I got a couple choppers in this damn range. You all up but them, I won't do a damn thing. I got 100 niggas in my campaign. And we ain't drinking water, only champagne. I'm about to run your time, do a drill, then I skirt off. Then I pack your bags, fuck the hoe and pull a skirt off. Made it out the mud, then I got up and brush the dirt off. My man keep the 40 with the beam, call it Rudolph. Oh, no, they stealing captions on my photo. The one with hella likes and VVS's wrapped in rose gold.
Room full of red, man, we got too much chemistry. I don't got time for these hating niggas dancing. If we talking facts, I don't like my women friendly. If they want smoke, niggas coming through your chimney. Room full of red, man, we got too much chemistry. I don't got time for these hating niggas dancing. When I'm in design and shit, I'm skipping the line and shit. They watch what I buy and shit, but that's okay. That's how I play. Are you stupid or you dumb? I got major status in the city where I'm from. I be diplomatic, I be doing what I want. I be in the field, gun kicking like a punk. That ain't what you want. Bitch, watch what you say to me. Don't wanna be my enemy. That trigger takes some strength, but I got a lot of energy. A leader with my life, ain't no middleman to me. Deals in the making, I knew this what the plan to be. If we talking facts, I don't like my women friendly. If they want smoke, niggas coming through your chimney. Room full of real, man, we got too much chemistry. I don't got time for these hating niggas dissing. If we talking facts, I don't like my women friendly. If they want smoke, niggas coming through your chimney. Room full of real, man, we got too much chemistry. I don't got time for these hating niggas. I don't got time for these hating niggas.
The hottest indie.
Coronas and grenadine. I sip reminisce, get applause when I speak, cause my flow is mean. I'm thinking about all of the shit that they told to me. These cracks fear our elevation. Try to kill our culture, then they demonize self-preservation. I'm running from Satan. I ran into love, I ran out of patience. Just had a daughter trying to figure out how to keep her off the pole and keep my son out of taste. So close I can taste it. The forbidden fruit of the rich and famous. Worth it, but it's dangerous. Social media famous. Niggas trapping bangers, snitching after getting indicted. Shit is crazy, fuck I'ma do. Niggas get blood on their hands for bloody shoes and designer fabric. Shit is tragic, riding with the automatic like a passenger. Catch you, they blessing you. Calling us radical, but got every excuse for police. Grew up in hoods where guns and drugs is prevalent. You don't think he got PTSD? His homie got smoked and his daddy on coke. He grew up at houses, he sharing with roach. For bread in the pocket, he carrying toast. Never on safety, his better than host. He just wanna ball in the streets as his coaches. No Joe and Big Meech in the poster. Stay in the house when police patrolling. Living like this and good deeds going no. The shelter the young and they teaching the oldest. Fuck the POTUS, you support him, you bogus. Ain't feeling shit you saying, now you bipolar. Stacking the deck, you ain't meeting your quota. First week was weak, your season is over. This shit the reason I breathe. I do this for niggas relating to what I'm saying. This shit the reason I lead, it's serious to me. It's never a joke when it come down to feeding my seed. I put on fatigues and go to war with everybody. Flipping every pocket, I need every dollar. Nigga, all profit, pray to God. Got me coming hard body. Summer rain on a nigga called Thomas. Bring the pain when I started, I ain't stopping. Change the game, tell my nigga that I got him, yeah.
Coronas and grenadine. I sip reminisce, get applause when I spit, cause my flow is mean. I'm thinking about all of the shit that they told to me. These crackers fear our elevation. Try to kill our culture, then they demonize self-preservation. The shit that we facing, no other race can survive. They pat us in slave ships, ain't know the language. Took all the men from the tribe, we fought and they hanged us, calling us heinous. Treated like we aren't dangerous, followed in our own neighborhoods. Cops called by the neighbors, dirt to say the shit ain't racist. They try to degrade us, nigga, we made us. That's why you hate us, fuck all your favors. Did everything to break us, welfare. Now the family break up, then it's 100 to 1. Longer time for crack than coke, like it's different or something. Our people addicted, get sent to a prison. White people addicted, addiction reform. Through all the affliction, we weathered the storm. Penalty different when your skin is rich with melanin. Prison system ain't no rehabilitation. Who gon' hire you when you got a felony? No, you don't. But then that shit you peddling. Know your pedigree. Know that greatness in you. You don't use it, then you settling. And our culture is the evidence. Fuck what they telling you.
Coronas and grenadine. I sip reminisce, get applause when I speak, cause my flow is me. I'm thinking about all of the shit that they told to me. These crackers fear our elevation. Try to kill our culture, then they demonize self-preservation. Crackers fear our elevation. Try to kill our culture, then they demonize self-preservation.
Hey everybody, it's your girl Nala right here from Nala's Den, and you're riding out to the 10-minute indie spotlight show right here on Power 904. Don't play with me.